News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Metrolink, not so much delayed, but several years before any significant works will commence. It'll be a few years before works in the rail line are going, quotes, at full tilt. That's what has been told to the Oireachtas Transport Committee. Paul Davies, lecturer in public procurement in DCU, is with us. Paul, how does it take so long, given that they have had, what is it, the rail procurement order, which means effectively a go-ahead? Why does that not mean shovels in ground?
The difficulty is the size of these packages and the actual length of time under both EU procurement rules, but also the complexity of the packages that they're negotiating. So they've broken it into really two major proportions. There's the main civil infrastructure, and then there's the public-private partnership, the systems in operation. What they're concentrating on at the moment is the main civil infrastructure. And you're probably looking at 18 to 24 months of a negotiation in terms of what's going to happen, what they're going to buy, the bidders coming in and working through the whole process. And remember, we're building this complete line. So this is both the tunnelling, this is all the civil works that are going into there. So it's a major piece of work. They're also going to be relying on international contractors coming in. So the length of time to actually do that, that's 18 to 24 months. And I think I remember Dara O'Brien talking earlier in the year saying we'll have shovels on the ground by the end of 2026. He might be right in terms of some of the initialization works, but the main work, no, you're looking at the end of 2027, probably maybe into 2028. But once it gets started, it should, in theory, run smoothly enough and be done within about 5 to 6 years. So well, that's the objective.
I would have thought it is an absolute nightmare to dig a tunnel under a medieval city that is filled with infrastructure, the ground under which is filled with infrastructure, which doesn't necessarily have any mapping. There's electricity lines down there, there's modern fibre optics, there's gas, there's water, and they have to dig through all of that.
Well, they don't have to dig through it. Remember, they're going under a lot of that. So from the tunnelling point of view, that's probably the easiest. The surface works are a bit more complicated. And I remember I was at an infrastructure conference recently, and they said one of the most complicated pieces will be in Phibsborough, where we've got the intersection of the line with the rail line, and also you'll have your loose extension for Finglas. And that's going to be a major hub. And they actually have to keep the rail line going. So there's quite a bit of planning to be done. Am I worried about the delay in getting to the construction stage? Probably not. What I'd be more worried about is that we lose interested partners by not actually having the next project lined up, so that when we negotiate this and they start, we're moving into the next procurement exercise, so that we move with, for instance, the Navan line as being the next piece, or the loose extension being the next piece. Because our biggest fear here is that you do a procurement exercise and then you stop. You just literally then go to the build and you don't do anything for the next 10 years. And by the time you get round, you've lost all the capacity and capability. So we need to make sure that over the next 18 to 24 months, as we get the metro bought in and the contracts embedded and that construction starts, that we're actually starting the next procurement exercise. So this becomes an ongoing procurement exercise that occurs almost every year, so that we're ensuring we've got this continuous build of infrastructure.
Why? Because we will upskill people through project one, and therefore they will be there and available to roll on to something else if there is a something else.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whereas if you don't do that, then we end up with the 10, 15 year gap that we've had and the very slow starts to actually getting things up and running. The other problem that we have, and again, people are missing this, is that although we've got all of this infrastructure and the procurement exercise going on, we're still reliant on external people to do that for us. So we've brought in skill sets from overseas because we didn't have the skill sets here. So we've got to make sure that we retain those skill sets, or at least start building our own capability locally in order to be able to do this on an ongoing basis. The part that puzzles me, Anton, is that they talk 2030 by spending 100 billion on the national infrastructure. That's only 42 months away, and half of that is going to be in just procurement. So you're not going to spend any money while you're in procurement. You're only going to spend the money. So in reality, we've only got 21 months from a national infrastructure point of view, not just even on the metro, to spend the money, which isn't actually a lot of time when you think about it. So that worries me in terms of project control, that you may see rushes at the very end of this to try spend money rather than actually manage it in the timeline that's proper. But yeah, 2027 end of, maybe 2028 before you really see boots on the ground.
Paul, thank you very much for that analysis. Paul Davies, lecturer in public procurement in DCU.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.